Hi, this is Mark Mannheimer, and I'm calling from Bradford, Massachusetts. The most important thing I learned from Oliver Sacks was to be in the moment, always, and to be aware of how my actions influence and affect others. As a professor, I try to manifest that and always be there for my students, be available to them and help them in any way I can. Living my life this way has definitely made it worthwhile and fulfilling. I will miss his voice.
We remember neurologist Dr. Oliver Sacks this hour, and we're asking you, what makes your life good and worthwhile? From Walnut Creek, California, maintaining a sense of awe, finding the humor in my own knuckleheaded flaws, and doing my darndest to wake up before I leave this earthly body. R.I.P. Oliver Sacks, you enriched so many of our lives. From Portland, Oregon, Oliver Sacks was a hero. His book, Music Ophelia, was absolutely groundbreaking. Music is the ultimate healing force that knows no borders. It keeps me sane. Sacks's devotion to the humanity of his scientific study was maybe his greatest gift, his ability to tap into what does keep us sane. He could convey the unfathomable complexity of the human brain in ways that everyone could understand. And he imparted his own experiences on hallucinations, a subject he wrote widely about. Dr. Sacks once wrote that about 20 minutes after taking LSD, he remembered seeing the color indigo. He said it was luminous, numinous. It filled me with rapture. Oliver Sacks first gained notoriety in the early 1970s with his book Awakenings, which followed a group of patients suffering from encephalitis, or inflammation of the brain, otherwise known as sleeping sickness. His findings in Awakening were so intriguing that it was eventually adapted into a feature film starring Robin Williams and Robert De Niro. And Sacks's love for music also led him down a long road of discovery of the relationship between music and the mind. He devoted an entire book to the subject, Music Ophelia, in 2007. You heard our listener mention that earlier. Much of that work was done with our next guest. Connie Tomaino is executive director and co-founder of the Institute for Music and Neurologic Function. Oliver Sacks helped her establish that institute, and they were close friends for more than 30 years. She says Sacks believed in her research when no one else did.
You know, Oliver, when I first met him, was a very shy, introverted person who didn't feel much about himself. I mean, he did his work and he had his friends and was social in that way, but really kept to himself. And his sharing, I think, became part of his being accepted and having so many people validate who he was. And his feeling part of the community of the world of people interested in others and in the well-being of others. And I think his sensitivity to being loved by so many people allowed him to open up and to share. I mean, he's just started talking about his drug use not too long ago. I mean, in some of his books, he hinted at it. And then it wasn't until later on that he actually talked about it to some degree. And then, of course, On the Move, he goes into much more detail, personal detail.
And you think that he came to feel that acceptance on a very real level, not just fame, which can be very distant, but real?
Yeah, I don't know if Oliver ever felt famous. You know, he was so humble in that sense. I think he felt nurtured and appreciated by people, and he had volumes of emails that he would get every day. But he was very humble. I think everybody would agree who met him face-to-face, that this was a very warm, caring person who indeed cared. And when he wrote, it wasn't that he was writing to become famous. Some people do that. They just keep publishing things just to get their name out there. I think he was really writing because he wanted to share this information with others and to let them know how wonderful and incredible these lives are.
Was it important to him specifically to humanize the brain, to humanize all of these conditions, the man who mistook his wife for a hat, all the rest of them, over at Pfizer or Janssen Pharmaceuticals, where they deal with selective serotonin reuptake and the neuron and the profit that comes from these and sort of the reductionist theories of mental illness? Was it important to him to humanize these things?
Oh, absolutely. I think he only saw things in the sense of human awareness and function. In fact, he had a long correspondence with A.R. Luria, the father of neuropsychology. And Luria told him, keep writing these case studies that, you know, really look at the phenomenon of what this person is experiencing, because as you describe their behaviors, responses, limitations, whatever that is, we get to learn about the neurology of that condition. And if you limit things so specifically, you lose the whole picture of what exactly this person is going through, what the phenomenon of their brain function is. Because if you isolate it so, you know, minutely, there's no way you can really understand the phenomena of the complexity of that system.
And it seems to me we can't go back now, and thankfully so. I mean, we've been exposed now to a new vision of neuroscience and neurology that's a lot more inclusive of the whole brain, the whole person, the whole system.
That's really true. And what I'm hearing more and more are the general public, as well as physicians and scientists, are shying away from looking at medication as the end-all for treatment, or to look at a diagnosis as the end-all of the prognosis of an individual, because human function is so complex and that the systems in the brain are so complex and there's so much redundancy, that to limit one with a medication may actually undo a very important function that can aid to that person's recovery, survival, development.
Connie Tomaino, what do you think you'll miss most about your friend? Oh. What do you think?
Too many things. His friendship, his wit, his knowledge, his sharing and compassion about the work and his love of life.
And a life well lived. I mean, it's not a cliche in this case.
Oh,
no
absolutely.
Doubt about it. 82 years and yeah. A life that benefited just millions of people.
Absolutely. When I met him in 1980, he was 45, 46. And he didn't think he'd make it to his 50th birthday. And then he had this wonderful party. And from there, I think he celebrated every year robustly.
Connie Tomaino is executive director and co-founder of the Institute for Music and Neurologic Function, a dear friend also of Oliver Sacks, her co-founder and close friend for more than 30 years. Connie, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.